Private tours of Chinese landmarks, children waving American flags, and extravagant banquets. US President Donald Trump's welcome to China was effusive. China's President Xi Jinping reminded President Trump of progress made between their countries since the historic visit of one of his predecessors in 1972.
45 years ago, President Nixon visited China. The visit unlocked the door to relations between China and the United States. As he rightly pointed out before leaving China, it was the week that changed the world. Since then, thanks to the joint efforts of several generations of leaders and the people of two countries, historic progress has been made in China-US relations. We have benefited our two countries and indeed changed the world.
President Xi made the comments towards the end of Donald Trump's state visit to the country. It was a grand affair featuring a private afternoon tea at the Forbidden City, children waving US flags and a 21-gun salute. President Trump repaid their efforts with warm words.
It is my hope that the proud spirits of the American and Chinese people will inspire our efforts to achieve a more just, secure, and peaceful world, a future worthy of the sacrifices of our ancestors and the dreams of our children.
One of the only tangible results of the two-night visit was the signing of $250 billion US dollars worth of trade deals. That's far from the long-term action Donald Trump is seeking to close his country's trade deficit with China. But even that wasn't enough to dampen his efforts to charm.
It is a very one-sided and unfair one, but I don't blame China. After all, who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit. But in actuality, I do blame past administrations for allowing this out-of-control trade deficit to take place and to grow.
It's a sharp contrast to Mr. Trump's remarks on the subject during last year's presidential election campaign.
I'm angry when China's making $500 billion a year and sucking our jobs and sucking our money out of our country.
Following that up with...
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing.
Toning down the anti-China rhetoric began as North Korea began its nuclear missile tests. The United States is relying on China to use its economic ties with the rogue nation to rein it in.
We agreed not to replicate failed approaches of the past, and there were many. We agreed on the need to fully implement all UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea and to increase economic pressure until North Korea abandons its reckless and dangerous path.
Despite reportedly asking Mr. Xi behind closed doors to cut off oil shipments, to shut down North Korean bank accounts, and to send home tens of thousands of North Koreans who work in China, no concrete steps were announced by the leaders. Instead, President Xi repeated calls for more negotiation.
On the nuclear issue of the Korean Peninsula, we reiterated the firm advocacy of the denuclearization of the region and the maintenance of the current international non-proliferation regime. Both sides will continue to strictly and fully implement the UN Security Council resolutions and, in the meantime, work on resolving the nuclear issue through dialogue and negotiation.
Chinese state media reported President Xi believed the two countries should be partners, not rivals, and says the US and China will be able to open a new era of bilateral ties.